And another here with us today. Now, Kani Matata Sipu has lived in the hood in Himatau for most of her life. She is really a renowned artist and founding member of the Soul Group. That's our Save Our Unique Landscape that stood the ground about Himatau those years ago. She's been awarded the New Zealand Order of Merit in recognition of her achievements in the arts. She's a journalist, a photographer, and a social activist. She hails from Te Waiohua, Waikato and Tainui, and is credited with exploring themes of identity and heritage and social justice through her work, which is provoking thought and inspiring dialogue. She's with us today. Kia ora, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program again.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Well, you get the best seats in the restaurants now, sister, as you should. Well, look, you've been inspired by the stories, particularly of our Māori women, and I must acknowledge your beautiful pukapuka that you put together with such inspiring stories and such a vast array of wahine working different fields. So this has not gone unnoticed. Your black and white photography of street life in the South Side also has been hitting the mark. And, of course, you're renowned too for standing your ground at Te Himatau, as I have had the privilege of speaking with recipients of tohu this weekend. I'll start by asking you, what it means to you to be acknowledged in this way, sister?
Well, you know, when I was first... when I first received the letter and the tono, I was like, "How te kupu pākehā, very rangirua, very rangirua." In the first instance, I thought, "Oh, I don't necessarily prescribe to this idea of kingitanga, or you know, like this idea of colonization and work very hard to indigenize and amplify the voices of our indigenous people." And so, it felt quite uncomfortable in the first instance. And I had a kōrero with my mama, with my husband. And they both said, you know, it's a 20-year career that you're being recognised for. And there was this one part in the letter that said, you know, from the people of Aotearoa, for your services to Aotearoa. And I thought, okay, te pai, I can sit and be settled with that. So it has been a lovely recognition of the last 20 years of mahi, and at the same time, still a little bit uncomfortable, to be honest.
Well, you've been acknowledged by your peers and by those on your marae, which can sit just as comfortably as these sorts of more mainstream recognitions, but it all goes into the kete, doesn't it? That you're a humble person, so it's recognition, yeah, of your work, but also the many people that have assisted you across the last couple of decades. Sister, what I love about you is your ability to capture Māori images and you know, our people not necessarily looking down the barrel of your camera, but they make for pleasing looks at our community. But you've been interested in documenting down home situations for a long time. What's the driver for you there?
Really, it's about normalising who we are and bringing us to the forefront. Our whānau, our wahine taketake, tangata taketake, those communities that are often unseen. It's about giving them a platform, amplifying their voices, having the opportunity to change the narrative for our future generations so that our tamariki can see what their everyday life looks like and see it being given a platform that is often not given to Māori or given to Pacifica people. And that's really important to me. You know, when you talk about the different people who have had an impact on my life or who have contributed to the mahi that I've been able to do over these last 20 or so years, I think a lot about people like my grandfather. So my first ever photographic essay was of my grandfather, and again, it was about giving visibility to the unseen, following him around for a day where he would wake up and read the newspaper and have his breakfast, and I'm currently sitting in the whare looking at the space where he had his breakfast. and he would then go off to the marae and set up the marae for the day, and then do the pōwhiri for the rōpū that was there and clean up after them. And it was about, that particular photo shoot was about showcasing his leadership and his leadership of service and amplifying the mahi that he did, because no one else ever saw it. And so the mahi that I've continued to do through documentary photography, through storytelling, has really been about that, has been about giving voice, giving visibility to a lot of the unseen, because it's so important. It's so important for us to see it. It's so important for our peers and our tamariki to see it, because then it becomes normalised, and we normalise celebrating these people, these things. And all in all, it empowers us. It empowers us. It feeds us. It's part of sharing mā tauranga. I just find it really important and really satisfying to be able to do mahi like that. I'm very much not a commercial photographer in the sense that, you know, you have a big studio and lights and all that kind of stuff. I'm more about those quiet moments and trying to see the things that people don't often see or don't often look at.
The new Arns Westra.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's a very big breach to follow.
Good on you, Kearney. Hey, obviously, too, you know, your name looms large. It's still a little bit unclear is what the future holds for Ihu Matau, which you were heavily involved in that stand. Hopefully what you hoped for will be what transpires in the years ahead. But, hey, if you hadn't have stood your ground, you'd be looking up at McMansions all around Makaurau Marae, eh?
That's right. You know, we were just talking recently, because we're still very much involved in the Kaupapa Ihu Matau, and a lot of us are now working with our Hapu Utia Hiwaru Trust and living those aspirations at the moment. You know, our cousin Pania has been working on the Ripo project, restoring the punawai on the whenua. Whānau has planted 16,000 trees in the last year on that whenua. And we were talking about the bigger impact of what it means to stand for whenua, and that actually it's not just about stopping a housing development, but it's all about giving an opportunity to whānau to determine their future. And what does that look like? What does it look like when we have the opportunity to live in our mana motuhake? And so we're living and breathing that every day in Ihu Matau, which is amazing, but we are still waiting for that whenua to be returned. And when that whenua is returned, we'll be able to fully live out those aspirations that we have for our papakāinga and, you know, for our uri to come.
Tēnā koe. Look, you when you received your Member of the New Zealand Order of Merit, your praise for your work is a testament to the transformative power of art and the importance of Indigenous representation. I'm thinking back to your podcasts and you just sort of got it underway, and then the Puka Puka Nuku, which was a follow-on or maybe even a precursor to the podcast series. But what it's been and remains a celebration of wahine Māori, the strength and resilience that our Māori women have shown across decades, the myriad of fields where our people are excelling, and a sort of celebration of wahinetanga. This is the book Nuku. I recall when it was first released, you and your whānau were literally packaging them and sending them individually, and I don't know how many books have eventually moved, but that again is a very strong taonga for those who assess applications for these acknowledgements. They would have looked back on your podcast, on the book, on your social activism, and why you were acknowledged in this way. How did Nuku end up going, sis? Last time, you know, there were hundreds, perhaps early thousands. How many Puka Puka eventually got moved around the country and the world?
So we're about 7,000. 7,000 books out there in the world at the moment, and we're just about close. We're very close to the end of that second print run, which, you know, kāre te kumarai e kōrero ana e tōna ake reka. However, I do want to celebrate that because it is a feat to have self-published the Puka Puka and to have got that many copies out there into the world internationally is huge. And so I do celebrate that. But there's lots more mahi to do. And so this year, I've been talking with Penguin Publishers, who are looking to take over the print run. And they'll be printing the third edition of Nuku and helping to take it even further, get it into their international market and out into some of the bigger book sales that I haven't been able to crack as a little guy, which is really exciting because that takes Nuku to another level. And we've also just had the word that we've been successful in receiving some pūtea from Te Mātāwai, Te Puram, Te Hā o Hine Ahuone, which will be a wānanga reo at the end of this year to celebrate Te Reo o Te Wahine. So there are lots of exciting things still to come with Nuku. I'm hoping to do another 100 wahine. I'm still looking for some support and some pūtea, but also I'm looking to grow our team even bigger because I've got big dreams for how we can continue to amplify the voices of our Indigenous wahine, and hopefully we've been able to show that we can do it. And so let's take it even further, because it's so important, again, to have those wahine and their stories out there for all of us to see and learn from and just gain inspiration from. The 100 wahine I met were absolutely incredible, and I know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, more who deserve to have the same platform.
Congratulations on the acknowledgement. But for those of us who've mixed with you over the years, you know, it's just our people that inspire you and are wanting wider New Zealand and the world to understand, you know, how neat our whānau are. So I take my hat off to you too, Kaunea. Looking forward to having a yarn soon, and congratulations on the tour from over the weekend, Sister. Mauriori kā koe te tuhine.
Tēnā koe hoa, kia pai tira.
Mikwe hoki. Kia pai tōra, Kaunea Matata Sipu, who is so proud of her Ihumata connections, and she's a sort of social photographer. Some beautiful images coming off her lens. Okie dokie, you got